Today's shir is in memory of Rabbi Yehuda Leib ben Rabbi Shmuel. Today's shir is Masechta Megillah Daf. Hey, we will begin on Daf. Dalet Amud Beis, the last words. Rami Rishu ben Levi. Lud v'oinoi v'gei ha'charoshim. All of these are cities in the territory of Binyamin in Eretz Yisrael. Mekavas Chamim Mimesh Yishu ben Nunhu. These are all cities that have a wall from the time of Rabbi Shu ben Levi, from the time of Rabbi Shu ben Nun. And as we learned in the Mishnah, any city that has a wall from the time of Rabbi Shu ben Nun, we read the Megillah on Tesvav Adar, not Yud Dalet Adar. And the way that Rishonim explained the reason the Gemara had to specifically speak about these cities is because these cities, the walls look like they're new. And since the walls look like they know, like they're new, one may come to the assumption that they are not there from the time of Rishu ben Nun. That's why our Mishnah teaches us, that's why our Gemara teaches us that the walls may look new, but they're there from the time of Rishu ben Nun. Ask the Gemara, Hani Rishu ben Nun, were these walls built by Yeshua? And of course the Gemara's question is not that the walls were built by Yeshua, but the Gemara's question is it true to say that these walls are there from the time of Yeshua ben Nun? V'afal ben Nuni, they were built by Afal, who was a descendant of Binyamin, but lived many years after Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. The Ksiv b'nei Afal ever the mission of Shamar, who banes oinav v'slaida ben Asahab. So Gemara's question is, how could one suggest that that these walls are there from the time of Yeshua ben Nun? Ask the Gemara, Ula Tameich. According to your question, because the Pasuk uses the word Hubana, that seems to teach you that you're defining it, that he actually built it. Ula Tameich, Asa ben Nun, Afal didn't build it either. Asa built it. The Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, that the Pasuk speaks about also, the even Ari Mitzur B'Yehuda, and they were the ones that built the city. So who built it? Says the Gemara Amar B'Lazar, Hani Mekafis Chaimim Mesh B'Shun Non Hava. But rather the way to understand is that these cities had their walls already from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Chorab B'Mei Plegish B'Give Up, as we have discussed during the time of the episode of the Plegish B'Give Up, there was a horrible civil war in Klal Yisrael. And because there was a horrible civil war in Klal Yisrael, during that time, the walls of these cities, which as we began today's shir saying, are in territory of Binyamin, were destroyed. Also, Ofelo Ubenani. So then Afal rebuilt those walls, and then a handful, and then those walls fell again. Vasa Shibtsinu, and also went and rebuilt them. Dekanami, it says the Gemara, the Pasuk seems to indicate that as well. The Ksiv Yom Yehuda Nivnes Arim Ha'elu. Let's rebuild these cities. What is the Pasuk indicating? Bechlal, the Arim Havam Yikara. That these were always cities. It's not that he was creating something new, but rather what he was doing is taking something which already existed and rebuilding it. Teaches us further. The Gemara, Ram Rishu Malevi, Noshim Chayavas Mikra Megillah. Women are Mechuyiv and Mikra Megillah. Shav Hein, Hayu Ba'osa and Nais. They were part of that Nais. And here we have a very important Machlokes Rishon. When the Gemara says that Noshim Chayavas Mikra Megillah, what does that mean? Is their obligation to increase Megillah identical, the same as the Chiv we men have? Or is the obligation of women in Mikra Megillah a different type of obligation? And of course, what this will be most relevant will be if a woman can be mitzi a man in Mikra Megillah, in the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. For if we're going to say that their obligation is identical, so then they'll be able to be mitzi a man. And that seems to be that the opinion of Rashi, and the wording of the Gemara is Noshim Chayavis B'Mikra Megillah seems to be identical. The Rishonim who hold this way also say, the Mishnah Masech, the Gemara Masech the Erechin says, Hakol Ksherim Likur says a Megillah, Hakol says the Gemara, Lasui Noshim. So we see that women and men are equivalent in this mitzvah, and women can be mighty men as well. However, the Baal Halachas Gedolus says that no, that women and men are not equivalent in their obligation in the Mikra Megillah. Because the obligation of women is to hear the Megillah, and the obligation of men are to read the Megillah. And the way I see that, and the way I saw that Avni Nezer explains the Bahag's opinion, that Avni Nezer explains that there are two elements in Mikra Megillah. One is there's a Psumei Nisa, as we know, we discussed, we're going to discuss, Kriyusa Zehilula on Purim, the way we show, the way we commemorate the great nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did on our behalf, is by reading the Megillah. That obligation, men and women are the same. But the other part of Kriyas Megillah is the obligation of Zechiras Mechias Amalek, remembering to destroy Amalek. Women are not obligated in that mitzvah, because women don't go to war. And therefore, Avni Nezer suggests, in explaining the opinion of the Bahag, in order to fulfill the mitzvah, a Presumei Nisa, so that one could fulfill just by hearing the Megillah. And that's the obligation of the women. Men, on the other hand, have the chiyuv of reading the Megillah, because that's how they fulfill the obligation of Mitzvah Zechiras Mechias Amalek. And therefore, according to the Bahag, which Tosfos explains, women cannot be mighty men, the chiyuv of Megillah. But according to this, one woman can be mighty other women with the mitzvah of Chiyuv Megillah. So now, what is going to be the halacha, according to the Bahag, if the only person available to read the Megillah is a woman? Should the man be yotzi the mitzvah from him or not? So the Torah Yevon says that since the Chiyuv is only a Chiyuv Rabbanan, certainly he should hear the Megillah from the woman. And moreover, especially if we have the opinion of Rashi and the other Rishonim, who say that women and men have an equivalent chiyuv, so at least we should follow those opinions. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tov Resh Peites, Siv Alf and Beis, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hakol Chayovim B'Kriyosot, everybody's obligated in the mitzvah of Megillah, Anoshim V'Noshim, V'Geirim V'Avodim V'Shechrorim, V'Yesh Oimrim, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shanoshim Inam Mitzis Anoshim, women cannot be mighty men, B'Kriyas Megillah. And the Rama, quoting, says the Yesh Oimrim, Shem Isha Koyra La'atzma, if a woman reads the Megillah for herself, she makes the bracha L'Shmaya Megillah, Sheikh Hayavis B'Kriya, very much in line with what we discussed. They only make their obligation is different than our obligation, and they make a Lishmai Megillah, not a Likra Megillah. And the Magen Avraham actually says that a woman should not read the Megillah for herself, a woman should hear the Megillah from a man. So the Gemara said the reason is, Shaf Hain Hoya Be'es HaNais. The Rashbam, Masechta Pesachim, actually says much sharper. He says not only Afhein Hoy Beis Anais, that they were part of the Nais that happened by Purim, that says the Rashbam, they were the main actors in this Nais, because the Nais of Purim happened through Esther. So Tosfos asks, if that's Pshat Afhein Hoy Beis Anais, so why does the Gemara use the word Afhein Hoy Beis Anais? Af means they were also, not that they were the primary actors. So therefore, Tosha says that Afhein Hoy Beis HaNeis doesn't mean who was involved making the Neis. Rather, Tosha explains Afhein Hoy Beis HaNeis means that Haman's decree that all of Klai Yisrael should be wiped out did not only affect men, affected women as well. So what says the Beis Yosef is the Nafkamina? Tosha says the Nafkamina will be by Avodah. If we're going to say that the women are mechuyev in Mikra Megillah, as the Rashbam suggested, because they were the primary actors in the Nais. Says the Rashbam, says the Beis Yosef, Avadim were not the main actors in this Nais. And since they weren't the main actors in this Nais, then they wouldn't be mechuyev in Mikra Megillah. But according to Tosfos, anybody who Haman wanted to destroy has to read the Megillah. So Avadim, who are part of Klal Yisrael, would have to hear the Megillah. If not, says Tosfos, if not for this concept of Afein Hoyba Nais, they would be exempt. Why? Because Megillah mitzvahs to say Shizman Grama. So ask Tosfos, why do we have to say the reason is, why don't we just say that everything that applies to Purim, why do we say that in other places? In other words, ask Tosfos, why do we say that women are obligated to eat matzah on Pesach? Because, says the Gemara, they're not allowed to eat chametz. We could say much simpler, Afhein Hayabaisa Nais. So Tosfos says that if we're going to say the reason is because Afhein Hayabaisa Nais, Afhein Hayabaisa Nais is only midrabanan. By saying the concept that whoever is usher, whoever is not allowed to eat chametz, has to eat matzah, it gives them a chiyuv the raisa. Another reason Tosfos says is because even though we could indeed suggest Afhein Hayabaisa Nais, we know women are exempt from sitting in the sukkah. And often, as we learn Masechta Sukkah, and as we learn Masechta Pesachim, there's a Gzeir Shav Tezvav Tezvav, which connects Sukkah and Pesach. And therefore, if not for the Hekesh, that says the Kol Sheyeshnu B'Baal Toich Nechametz, Yeshnu B'Kum Achol Matzah, we would say that women are exempt from Pesach, just like they're exempt from Sukkah. Another concept that the Meram Rattenberg says is going back to the Rashbam. If we say Afhein Hayabaisa Nais, as the Rashbam just suggested, is only in a time where they were the primary actors in the occurrence of the Nais, so says the Rashbam, so says the Meram Rattenberg, then Pesach, yes, Afhein Hayabaisa Nais. Certainly the experience of Mitzrayim, of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Shibud Mitzrayim was not limited to men. It applied to women as well. But there we can't say that they were the primary actors involved in the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if the Rashbam says Afhein Hayabaisa Nais is said only when they were the main players, so then they would be exempt. But once we have the Hekesh of Kol Sheyeshnoi, it doesn't make a difference if they were the main players or not. Vam Rabbi Shu ben Levi, Purim Shchalias b'Shabbos, if Purim falls on Shabbos, Shoyel and V'darshim and Yonah Shal Yoyim. The halacha is that on Shabbos we speak about the halachas of Pesach. So as the Rishonim explained the Gemara, since it's Shabbos, we're going to learn, and we've learned, we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, because Chazal were concerned that you may come to carry the Megillah, Shem Yavrin Adal Amos B'Shus HaRabim. And therefore, the halacha is, we read the Megillah on Friday, but explains Tosfos, that's only when Purim falls on Shabbos. Since there's no Kriyas Megillah, so we speak about the Nais with the drasha. But, says Tosfos, if Purim falls during the week, so the Kriyas Megillah itself is the best way of doing Shalom V'Darshim and Yonah Shel Chag. That's the best way of us showing that we're talking about the Yontif, and there's no reason to have somebody specifically give a drasha about Purim. Ask the Marmaya Purim, why are we singling out Purim? Ask the Marfilu Yontif Nami. Every Yontif, there's a chiv to speak about in Yonah Shiyoyim. The Tanya, as the Brisa teaches us, Moshe Tikalam Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu instituted, She Shoylem V'Darshim Ben Yonah Shiyoyim. We always speak about the Yontif, Hilchas Pesach B'Pesach, Hilchas Atzeres by Atzeres, Hilchas Chag b'Chag. So the Gemara's question is, why are we singling out Purim that we speak about Dinyan Shel Yoyim? And even though Tosfos says that by Pesach there's halacha, that 30 days before Pesach we already begin speaking about the Yontif, Purim doesn't necessarily have that halacha, but still, every Yontif we have to speak about the Hilchas Yontif. So why would this be different? Answers the Gemara, Purim Mitzvah. We have to say the halacha by Purim. The Madat Taima, because we would think, Mishum, the Rabbah, as Rabbah told us, that we don't read the Megillah on Purim, as we just explained, because we're concerned, Shema Yavirena Dal Ams B'Shus Rabbim, you may come to carry it 4 Ams B'Shus Rabbim. And because that concern exists, maybe we should not let you even speak about Hilchas Purim, Hilchas Pesach, because you may, Hilchas Purim, because you may come to them carry the Megillah, teaches us the Gemara, Kamash Malan, that concern does not exist. So here, we learn that every Yontif, we have to speak about the Hilchas Yontif. So Pnei Yeshua says, and the Brisa says, where did this come from? From Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Tikkun Lam L'Yisrael. So ask the Pnei Yeshua, how can we apply a Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu to Purim, which is a Yontif Derabbanan? So says the Pnei Yeshua, that called, there's a rule, which we often learn, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came the Raisa Tikkun. That when the Rabbanan make a rule, they model it after the Raisa. So says the Pnei Yeshua, that since, as we just learned in the Raisa, Moshe Rabbeinu instituted that on Yontif we speak about Hilchas Yontif, so now even when we have a Yontif, which is only a Yontif Midrabbanan, like Purim, the halacha still will be that on Yontif we have to learn Hilchas Yontif. And therefore, the halacha is that not only in Purim is there such a halacha, the same halacha would apply on Chanukah, which is the Yontif de Rabbanan, but according to the Pnei Yeshua, because called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came the Raisa Tikkun, the halacha would be that by all Yontivim, we have to listen to the Megillah from, we learn Hilchas Yontif, Hilchas Megillah on the Yontif. Varam Yeshua ben Levi, a person is supposed to read the Megillah in the evening and repeat it by day. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Elakrai, Ekru Yoimam, Velaisana, Velaila, Velaidumili. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we were having tzaris, we davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu both by day and by night. And to commemorate that, we read the Megillah both by night and by day. The Rishonim debate, so since we're learning now that we read the Megillah twice, both by night and by day, do we make a Shechiyonu on the Kriyas Megillah by day? If we already made a Shechiyonu at night, should we again make a Shechiyonu by day? The opinion of the Tosfos and the Rosh is that we do make a Shechiyonu by day because the primary mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah is by day. Because by day is the time that we have Mishtav Simcha, Matanis Lav Yoinim, Mishloach Manas. So that's when we have the primary Pesume Nisa. And therefore, we should say Shechiyonu by day. The Rambam opinion is that we don't say Shechiyonu by day, because we already said Shechiyonu by night. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Rambam, that we don't make a Shechiyonu by Kriyas Megillah by day, but the Ramah paskins that we do say Shechiyonu by day as well. The Ritva says that the Kriyas Megillah that we read by night does not have to have a meaning. And he brings a beautiful raya. He says, let's go back to a subject that we began the Masechta with, a subject we're still going to be discussing extensively. The Bnei Kfarim, the people who live in the villages, were allowed to read the Megillah, Magdimim L'Yom HaKnisa. We allow them to read the Megillah on the day that they come into the town, the Monday or Thursday before Purim. So points out the Ritva. When did they come into town that we allowed them to read the Megillah that day? They came into town when They come into town on the day that, by day, they're not there by night. So what happens with the Kriyas Megillah by night? It seems from here that by night, there's no need for a minyan, says the Ritva, and it's very much in line with what we just discussed, because the primary Kriyas Megillah is by day, night, not by night. Many places can discuss if somebody missed reading the Megillah by night. So we know, for example, if somebody missed davening by night, davening Meir by night, he can make it up by learning it by day. The question is, by davening Shacharis twice, could somebody make up, could somebody read the Megillah twice by day, and would that fulfill the obligation of hearing the Megillah twice if for some reason he missed it by day? Which opens up another interesting discussion. Somebody, Rahman al-Islam, for whatever reason, he's in prison, he's in the hospital, and he's only able to be furloughed and hear the Megillah once. He could go by day or he could go by night. The question is, which time should he choose? And even though, as we've often discussed, there's a very famous machloikas Ratvaz and Chacham Tzvi, where if somebody is in prison and he's given a one-day furlough to be able to leave prison, what's the day that he should choose? So Ratvaz says he should take the first day, Eim Avir Me'ala Mitzvahs, the first opportunity that he gets is the opportunity he should grab and do it that day. The Chacham Tzvi disagrees. The Chacham Tzvi says he shouldn't necessarily pick the first day because maybe he should wait for Yom Kippur or for something else. And this question has direct relevance to Kiddush Levana. We know that many people wait to do Kiddush Levana until Motzei Shabbos. The question is, if you could do Kiddush Levana earlier, should you wait for Matzah Shabbos, which is the better time, or should you do it as soon as you can? And there Halach is, the Shulchan Aruch, and Tzimt Tuv Chavav Sif Beis, says that you should wait till Matzah Shabbos. So here the question is, so first, what is the Halach? So Mishnah Brewer seems to follow the Psak of the Ratvaz, who says that as soon as you can do a mitzvah, you should take the opportunity to do the mitzvah. What is the Ratvaz going to do with the raya from Kiddush Levana? Because he's going to explain that the zman for Kiddush Levana is not before Matzoi Shabbos. And since the zman is not until Matzoi Shabbos, the halach is that you can't do the mitzvah before the right time. And therefore, unless it's not yet Yud B'chodesh, 10 days in the month, you should wait for Matzah Shabbos. There are those that disagree, and that say as soon as the time for Kiddush Levana comes, you should do it right away. There's a raya that we should do the mitzvah right away, because the Gemara Masechta Yevamos, Laflamites, teaches us that mitzvah begot b'yabim. If somebody, Rechman Tzlan, was nifter, and he has a number of brothers, and they're all prepared to do Yibam, the mitzvah begadol. The oldest brother gets the mitzvah to do it. But let's say that brother is overseas. Should we wait till he comes back, or should we do it with a younger brother right away? And the Gemara says we should do it right away. And therefore, says, so we see that there's always a point to do the mitzvah as quickly as possible. However, here, going back to the question on Megillah, so we were to follow the opinion of the Ratvaz, which, as we're saying, that's the opinion that many places can follow. He should agree to go to hear the Megillah by night, not by day. But it could be by day, as we said before, there's a greater level of Presume Neser. And since there's a greater level of Presume Nisa, and the whole point in Megillah is Presume Nisa, we should do it. We should take the day opportunity. Moreover, the Chai Adam seems to differentiate where it involves
waiting a couple of days, or it involves being able to do the mitzvah in the same day. When does the Retvaz suggest the Chaya Adam? When does Retvaz suggest the Chaya Adam say, Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs, and do the mitzvah at your first opportunity? Seems only when there's a question of a couple of days. And who knows what will happen in the course of those couple of days. But in a situation where we're discussing, where you could hear the Megillah at night or hear the Megillah the next morning, so it's not such a serious time difference. And as we're learning now, the mitzvah Megillah by day is so much more of a mitzvah than the mitzvah Megillah by night. It could be that everybody would agree that when it comes to the Megillah, we should go to the Megillah by night, by day, and rather than by night. So I saw the Gemara just. So says the Gemara, Savaminei. So they thought that when the Gemara says, Chayiv Adam Likas Megillah Balai L'Shnois B'Yoyim, they thought that the definition of Shnoisai doesn't mean like we explained and is indeed the halacha, but they thought it means L'Mikra B'Layla, that you have to read the Megillah by night, and L'Shnoisai means to learn, U'L'Misna Masnisa D'Dabi Mama, and to learn Mesech the Megillah by day. So the Sfasemis says, how could it have been the Gemara's Havamina? There's a Mishnah that we're going to learn that says, on the Chaf HaMabeis, Kol HaYoyim Kasha L'Kriyas Megillah. So how could somebody have a Havamina that L'Shnaisa means learning Mishnayis? So that Sfasemis says that what the Gemara's question was, that when it says L'Shnaisa B'Yoyim, the Gemara's question was not that we shouldn't have to read the Megillah by day, but maybe what the meaning is, that besides the need to read the Megillah by day, we also have to learn Mishnayis by day. But the Tori Evan has a different teretz. Tori Evan says that maybe the way to understand is as follows. Lishnayis b'yoyim means that we have to learn Mishnayis by day. I just quoted the Mishnah that says Lishnayis means to read the Megillah by day. Says the Tori Evan, there would be a difference for people who are Me'aretz and can't learn Mishnayis. Such individuals should read the Megillah by day. And that's who the Mishnah on Daf Chof is referring to. But preferably, if you can learn, you should be Yoytza, the Mishnah Chiv, with mitzvahs, with Chiv, with learning and not just, we're not learning and not reading the Megillah. Another Pshat that the Tori Evan suggests, that the Mishnah on Daf Chof that says that you can read the Megillah all day is referring to a person who missed the Kriyas Megillah by night. Certainly, such an individual should read the Megillah by day. Our Gemara, however, says the Tori Evan, is speaking to a person who heard the Megillah by night. And the Gemara now is questioning, maybe if you heard the Megillah by night, you don't hear the Megillah again by day, you learn the Mishnayis by day. Amalur of Yimriya, L'day Mepharshna M'neidim Chibar Abba, Kigoyin Da'am Inchi, Ever Parsha Dov Asnaya. The word L'Shnoisa is like somebody who says, let's review the Parsha. Here too, L'Shnoisa doesn't mean to learn, L'Shnoisa means to repeat it. It Manami, Amr of Chelba Amr Ula Bara, Chayiv Adam Likras Megillah Balayla, you're obligated to read the Megillah by night, L'Shnoisa B'Yoyim, and then read it again by day. Shnema, as the Pasuk says, L'Main Zemech Chavoid, L'Yidoyim, Hashem L'Kai, L'Yil Medek. When we speak about reading the Megillah by night and reading the Megillah by day. So the proper time to read the Megillah by night is after Tzeisa Kachovim. That's when it's Laila Mamish. But the Evid, you could read the Megillah earlier, but L'chatchili should wait to read the Megillah after the Tzeis. And similarly, in the morning, you could read the Megillah after the Alois, but it's preferable to read the Megillah after the Netzachayim. Netzachama. The Pasuk Gemara just explained the basis for this is the Pasuk of L'Main Zamecha Chavod Hashem Elokai L'Main Zamecha V'Layidayim Hashem Elokai L'Olam Haydeka. So I saw that the Imri Amos explained based on the Avni Nezer. He says that all the other Yom Tovim have Havdalah. When you finish Yontif, we know every Yontif when we finish it, when we finish the Yontif, we make Havdalah. When it comes to the Chanukah and Purim, these are Yom Tovim that there's no Havdalah when we finish Chanukah. There's no Havdalah when we finish Purim. And therefore he says, the words of the Gemara, of La'olam Aideka, the words that the Nais of Chanukah and the Nais of Purim remain with us forever. And that's why the Gemara uses the words of La'olam Aideka. Says the Gemara, El Shekfarim, as we mentioned a few moments ago, we learned in our Mishnah, Shekfarim Magdimim L'yayim HaKnisa. Those that live in the villages, say, read on the Monday or Thursday before. Begins the Gemara Amar Abadimim, HaChamon Kilu Al Kfarim, the Chamon will make for the people that live in the villages, Liyayis Magdimim L'yayim HaKnisa, that they could read the Megillah on the Monday or Thursday before, Kadesh Yisabku Mayim U'mazon L'chim Shebekrochim, that they should be available to provide all the necessary supplies to the people who live in the cities, that they provide them with all their food requirements. So according to this, the requirement, the ability to read the Megillah earlier is on behalf, we did it for the people who live in the cities. Says the Gemara Memra, that means that the Kanta the Krochnanu. This rule was established for the benefit for the people who live in the cities. Ask the Gemara Vatanan, but let's go back to our Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta said, Chal liyos b'yoy b'sheini, if Purim is if your Dalar Ad is on a Monday, Kfar b'yoyos g'dol is karim by b'yoyim. So everybody, both the people who live in the city and the people who live in the villages, they all read the Megillah that day. But, ask the Gemara, if as we are learning, the purpose of reading the Megillah, of letting them read the Megillah earlier, is to give them the opportunity to give us supplies on Purim, so the Misa, Ligdulayam Aknisa. So we should always let them read the Megillah earlier, so that they should be available to help us with the supplies. Answers the Gemara, Havlu Basara. If it's going to be that way, if we're going to say that your Dalet fell on Monday, and in order to supply the people in the cities, we're going to let these Bnei Kfarim read the Megillah already the Thursday before. So what date is the Thursday before? The Thursday before is Yud Adar. And as we learned in the Mishnah, we're going to discuss that again as well. The halacha is that the Megillah cannot be read any other day than Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tzvav. So therefore, it's not an option. Chavlu Asara, it would turn out that we would be reading the Megillah on the 10th of Adar. V'sara l'tikin rabbanan. Chazal never established that we could read the Megillah on 10 days in Adar. Toshma. So the Gemara asks another question. Chab yom chamishi. If the Yod Dalet ba'Adar falls on Thursday, Kfar v'yaris k'dal is karim b'yayim. The villages in the city read the Megillah that day. Ask the Gemara v'misa, if we're saying that we let them read the Megillah earlier, so they should be available to supply us. Here, Ligduli Mamaknisa, let them read the Megillah on Monday, which would be Achrasahu, which is the 11th of Adar, which is a day that is permitted. Answers the Gemara, there's a rule. Yom Knisa li Yom Knisa li Dachinan. Once, that's a Yom Knisa. If Purim is a Yom Knisa, then we don't push it to another day. So he says, and the Rush explains, because if, what's the reason Monday and Thursday were a Yom HaKnisa, says the Rush. Monday and Thursday were a Yom HaKnisa, because those were the days that they came in for Kriyas HaTorah. And they're busy with the Kriyas HaTorah. So says the Rush, what are you saying? That Purim falls on Thursday, let them read the Megillah on Monday, so they should have time on Thursday. They're not going to have time on Thursday because on Thursday they're going to be busy with Kriyas HaTorah. The Miri has a different way of explaining the Gemara. The Miri says that indeed, if Purim falls on Thursday, an argument can be made that the Bnei Kfarim should be allowed to read the Megillah on the Monday before. But if we're going to allow them to read, and that's okay, as we just explained, because it's still, it's Yud Aleph Adar. But if that's going to happen, so then even when Purim falls on Monday, and we're going to let them, they're going to make a mistake and allow the B'nai Kfarim to read the Megillah on the Thursday before. And as we learned a few moments ago, the Thursday before, which is Yud Adar, is certainly not a day where we can read the Megillah. And because of that, Chazal said, we never move it from one Yom Kenisa to another Yom Kenisa. Tashma. The Mishnah Daf Hei teaches us, when was it said that the villagers read the Megillah on the Yom Kenisa? B'makom shem nechnasim l'ir, in a place where they come in every Monday and Thursday, b'shen b'chamishi, they come to town every Monday and Thursday. Avol, makom shein nechnasim b'shen, if that's not the custom that the people come into town every Monday and Thursday anyway, we only read the Megillah on Yud Dalet Adar. Says the Gemara, we're doing it on behalf of the people in the town, that they should be supplied. So what's the difference? What's the difference if they come into town or they don't come into town on Monday and Thursdays? Maslel krachim. The rule should be that we should let them read the Megillah earlier so that the people in the towns should be supplied. And because of this question, don't say that the reason that we allow them to read the Megillah earlier is that they should be available to supply the people. Ela'ema, just the opposite. Because all year round they are available to supply us, all year round they so available to us to supply us, so to make life easier for them, Chazal, Rashi explains, said that they could read the Megillah a day earlier and they don't have to come back to town to hear the Megillah again. So it's not, wasn't a takana on behalf of the people in the city. Rather, it's a takana on behalf of the people in the villages, and it's only, now Rabbi Yehuda is very understandable. It's only established when it indeed is something that's to their benefit. It's only established if they're coming in Monday and Thursday anyway. But if they're not coming in Monday and Thursday, there is no point. Ketzad? So the Mishnah explained, Chal leaves B'sheni B'Shabbos, if Purim falls on Monday, Kfar V'Yaris Kudel is current by B'yayim. But the Gemara asks a question in understanding the Mishnah. Mishna, Reish the Nokat, Sedur the Yarch. The Mishnah began by saying Megillah Nekras, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tezvav. The Mishnah explained it by saying these 5 days are days when the Megillah may be read. Or Mishna Sefer, but as we continue learning the Mishnah, the Nokat, Sedur the Yoma. The Mishnah went in the other opposite. If it fell on Monday, it fell on Tuesday, and that way we ended up understanding it backwards. If it fell on Monday, then the Megillah will be read earlier, etc. Why do we? That means the Mishnah. It said Monday, Tuesday. It should. And when we're learning it Monday, Tuesday, so if the Megillah, if it came out on Tuesday, so then we're reading the Megillah on Yud Gimel. If it fell on Wednesday, we're reading on Yud Beis. So we're going backwards. Not Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. We're going Yud Gimel, Yud Beis. Answers the Gemara. I did the Mesapkele Nokat Sudur the Yoma. Because if we would have only learned it according to the order of the days in the month, then the days in the week will be taught backwards. We'll have to talk about the later in the week and then work our way backwards, which is very confusing. When people think of the days of the week, they think in the order of the days of the week. And in order to avoid any confusion, that's why the Mishnah taught it this way, even though there's an inconsistency here. Chal Lias Be'er Shabbos, if Purim, if Yud Dalet was on Friday, so we learned in the Mishnah that the people who live in the villages read it on Thursday, and the Yaris, Gedolus, and Mekafah is Chayma, everybody else reads it on Friday. Says the Gemara, Masnisa Mani, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? Suggests the Gemara, Irebi, Irebi Yosi. Our Mishnah could be following either the opinion of Rebbe Yosi or Rebbe. Says the Gemara, my Rebbe, where do we find the opinion of Rebbe? Says Gemara, the Tanya, as the Brisa teaches us, Chali is Erev Shabbos. If your Dalar Abdus and Erev Shabbos, Kfar Shal Yoresh Kedoyles Magdimim, the Yom HaKnisa, the Kfarim and the cities all read the Megillah on Thursday, which is Yod Gimel Adar. The Mekafim, Chayma, the people who live in the walled city, who can't read the Megillah this year on Tezvav Adar, because Tezvav Adar is Shabbos, they read it Karim Baibi Yom on Friday, which is Yod Dal Rama. Rabbi Omer, Omer Ani, and as Yosef Engel in the Sefer Beis Hoitzer explains, we often find in Shas that when Rabbi makes a statement, he begins it with the word Omer Ani, because Rabbi was the model of modesty and humility. And Rabbi said, Omer Ani, this is my opinion. No one is obligated to follow my opinion. Omer Ani, lo yitcha yoros m'mekayma, I don't agree that the big city should read it a day earlier. Both the big cities and the walled cities read it on Friday, Yud Dalet Adar. My time in the Tanakhama, ask the Gemara, why does the Tanakhama say that they do read it a day earlier? The Ksiv, he said, because as we learned, it says in the Megillah, because Shana Vishana, Ma Kol Shana Vishana, just like every year when it comes to reading the Megillah, a Yoris Kodesh from Mekafim, the Yoris read the Megillah a day before the Mekafim. Afkan here too, I want that to continue, says the Tanakhama, and that's why I have the Yoros reading the Megillah on Yud Gimel Adar, which is the day before the Mekafim will be reading the Megillah on Yud Dal Adar. A Yoros Kedmas to Mekafim. Ask the Gemara, you want to learn the word Kol Shana Vishana, so ask the Gemara, maybe the way to understand it is because Shana Vishana. Ma Kol Shana Vishana Ein Nitchem Ayaros Mekayimam. They always read it on Yud Dal Adar, Afkan, and this year as well, they should read it on Yod Dala Adar. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hacha Dalayefsha. In other words, we have here dilemma. On one hand, we want that Yaris before the Mekafim. On the other hand, we want that Yaris on Yod Dalet. So we can't have both. So says the Tanakhama, if you can't have both, I prefer that you should have that Yaris before the Mekafim. The Rebbe, who says that the Yoris this year as well will read it when Purim, when Yud Dalet is on Friday, the Yoris will read it on Yud Dalet. My Tama, what's his reasoning? So he says again, because we follow the words of the Pasuk. The Pasuk said, because Shana Vishana, Ma Kol Shana Vishana, Ein Yoris Nitchum Kaimam, they always read it on Yud Dalet Adar. Afkan, here too, and they should read it on Yud Dalet Adar. Veima, but ask the Gemara, maybe because Shana V'Tashana is teaching us that Ma Kol Shana V'Shana Ayaris Kaidmas L'Mekafim, the Ayaris always read the Megillah a day before. Afkan, this year as well, Ayaris Kaidmas L'Mekafim, and they should read it a day earlier. And says the Gemara, Shani, and again, the Teretz is the same Teretz. We have this challenge. What should we do? And therefore, Rebbe says, not pushing them out of your Dalet is preferable. And the Chasam Sofer has an interesting approach in understanding this Achloikus. He says that the question is, says the Chasam Sofer in explaining the Achloikus of Tanakhama and Rebbe, who is the primary, who is more important when we speak about the Nes of Purim? Are the people who lived in the Prozim or the people who lived in the Mekafim? One hand, we could say the people who lived in the open cities, for them, where they were in much greater danger, Purim is really a yontif for them. And therefore, we don't want to move their yontif away, even if it means the Mekafim will be reading it on the same day as Dayaris, because Dayaris are the main players in the Nes of Purim. The Tanakhama, on the other hand, holds that the main player in the Nes is the people in the walled cities. Shushan was where the Nes occurred, and Shushan is a walled city. And therefore, we want that their Purim should be done properly, and therefore, we push their Purim to a day late. We push the Ayaris a day earlier, so that they should be a day later. But the Gemara, however, said that we could also say that it's following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, my Rabbi Yossi. The Tan Chal Lias Be'er Shabbos. If your Dalet Adar is on Friday, And therefore, they can't read the Mekafim, cannot read the Megillah on Shabbos, because it's Tezvav Adar Shabbos. Mekafim Kvarim Magdimim Yom HaKnisa. The Mekafim and the Kvarim read it on Yod Gimel. And Yaros Gedolos Kvarim by Beyoim. Rabbi Yossi Emer, a Mekafim Kvarim LaYaros. He says it's inconceivable that the Mekafim should read it before their Yaros. That means the Mekafim, who always read it a day later, this year will be reading it a day later, day earlier. Ella, Elav El Karim by Beyoim, the Mekafim and Yaros both read it on Yod Dalet Adar. Says the Mamai Tam of the Tanakama, that says in such a year, we should push the Mekafim to Yod Gimel. The Ksibah called Shana Vishana. Ma called Shana Vishana. A Yaros Baba Asa. The Yaros always read it on the 14th of Adar. And there's also Zman HaShelzeh, Zman HaShelzeh. The Yaros and the Mekafim don't read it on the same day. Afkan, this year, well, a Yaros should read Baba Asar, and the Mekafim, we don't want the Mekafim on the same day, Zman HaShelzeh, Lai Zman HaShelzeh, and that's why we'll have them read it on Yud Gimel Adar. Ask the Gemara on the Tanakama. Vema because Shana Vishana, Ma called Shana Vishana, a Mekafim Kaidim La Yaros, just like every year the Mekafim don't come before the Yaros. Afkan, how can we allow the Mekafim to be read the Megillah before the Yaros? Says the Gemara, Shani Yachad Alay Efshar. There's no option. There's no other option because, as he said, we don't want them on the same day, and Shabbos is also not an option. And also, Sunday, which is Tezayin, is also not an option because, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, the Megillah says, V'lo Yavar, the Megillah can never be read after Tezvav Adar. My time there, Reb Yossi, and he says that both the Yaros and the Mekafim read it on Yod Dalet, because he too says, let's look at the words of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, B'chol Shana V'shana, Ma Kol Shana V'shana, E Mekafim Kayim La Yaros. We never have the Mekafim reading it before the Yaros. Afkan, this year as well, E Mekafim Kayim La Yaros. Veima, asked the Gemara on Reb Yossi, yes, Kol Shana V'shana, Ma Kol V'shana V'shana, Zman HaShelzeh, Lo Zman HaShelzeh. The Mekafim and Yaros don't read it on the same day. So how can you say in this year that they read it on the same day? Afkan Zman HaShelzeh, Lo Zman HaShelzeh, says the Gemara, Shani Hachad Alei Efshar, there was no other option. The Sava Rebbe asked the Gemara, is that true? The Rebbe says that the Yaros always read it on the day of Yod Dalet. The Sava Yaros Lo Dachinin L'Yom HaKnisa V'Tanya. The Brisa says, Chal Lios B'Shabbos, if Yod Dalet Adar falls on Shabbos, which can't happen in our calendar, Kfarim Magdim L'Yom HaKnisa, the Kfarim read on Thursday, like they always do. The Yaros Gedolos, Karim Ba'am Erev Shabbos, the Yaros Gedolos read on Friday, or Mekafis, Chaimer, will read it in the proper time, Sunday, which is Lamachar, Sunday, which is Tezvav. Rabbi Aimani, however, Netchel Ayaros Mekaimam, since we're not allowing them to read it on Shabbos, as we're learning throughout our Shir, then the halach is, Yedochel Yom HaKnisa, we tell them to read it on Thursday. So we see the Rebbe holds that we do push the Ayaros earlier. They should have read it on Friday, and they're pushing them to Thursday. Answers the Gemara, Hos Hachi Hashta. In the case that we began in our Shir today, Hosam Zmanam, it was the Friday is the Yod Dalet, and we tell them to continue reading the Megillah on Yod Dalet. Hosam, but in the case that we're learning now, the proper time for the Megillah, Zmanam, was on Shabbos. They were supposed to read the Megillah on Shabbos. And Shabbos is not an option to read the Megillah. So we're pushing them from their proper day. So Hoyel v'nitchu, once we're pushing them, Yitchu, we already pushed them to Thursday. Hacha, but in our case, we can leave them with the proper time. Zmanam is Erev Shabbos. And if the Zman is Erev Shabbos, leave them there. Continues the Gemara, Kaman, Oz l'hoda, Amar, Reb Chelba, Amar, Reb Huna, Purim Shechalias b'Shabbos, at Purim, if Yod Dalet Adar falls on Shabbos, Hakel Nidachem Yom HaKnisa, everybody agrees that we read the Megillah on Thursday. Ask the Gemara, Hakel Nidachem, Sakadatach, is that true that everybody reads on Thursday? Vika Mekafim, Davdil Machar, the Mekafim are going to do it on Sunday, because Sunday is Tezvav Adar. Says the Gemara, what it meant to say was that Kol hinitcha. Whoever's being pushed out of the right time is going to be pushed to Thursday, Yitzchel Yom HaKnisa, says the Gemara. That's the opinion that we just learned of Rebbe. There's an interesting question, La Locha L'maisa. We're learning here that we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, because as we're going to learn in our next shir, the concept of Shemi Yavirena Dalam Shmashus Rabbit. And as we just learned, if Purim falls on, if Yudal Adda falls on Shabbos, either the Megillah is read on Friday, either the Megillah is read on Thursday, as we just discussed. What would be the halacha if Purim is, if there's a boy whose bar mitzvah is on Shabbos, or a girl whose bas mitzvah is on Shabbos? So the proper time for the Kriyas Megillah is on Shabbos. If we would have read it at the proper time, they would be Mekayim the mitzvah, because they're already bar or bas mitzvah. By reading it the Thursday or Friday before, when they are not yet bar bas mitzvah, they're not going to be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah, because they're not yet bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah. So what should we do? Should we read it on Shabbos or read it on the Thursday before, Friday before, even though they're not being Mekayim the mitzvah? So Maril Diskin, Rabbi Shulayb Diskin, Paskin, that they should read the Megillah on Shabbos. Because as we're learning, truly the proper time and such a year to read the Megillah is on Shabbos. Just Chazal made a Gzeira, but for these people, they didn't make the Gzeira. Most Paiskim disagree, because they explain, as our Gemara is just teaching us, once the Halacha taught us that under these circumstances, the Megillah is read on Thursday or Friday, that becomes the Zman of the Megillah. And once that becomes the Zman of the Megillah, we have no right to read it any other time, even though this child will end up not being Mekayim the Mitzvah 100%, because he's not yet Barabbas Mitzvah.